Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ons gesels vandag met Wade Lawrence van Be Well, Going Vegan. Wade, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you so much. I just want to tell the listeners, we're calling all vegans, did you know that November is World Vegan Month? It's a celebration of the progress of vegan movement and celebrate 100% cruelty-free lifestyle and also serves to educate those who are interested in the vegan lifestyle or switching to a vegan diet. That's precisely why we're talking to Wade today. Wade, are you going vegan?
No, not quite. But there is a growing number of people who are doing vegan-only days. So that's them trying the vegan diet for 21 days or a month and then making a complete switch to veganism. So today my health hacks are about going vegan.
South Africans are known for their love of meat. Isn't switching to a vegan diet particularly difficult?
Well, my first tip is, if you're planning to switching to a vegan diet, you should make the switch in a way that works for you. Each person is different. So for some people, it's easier to just stop consuming animal protein all at once and then do the switch. But for others, however, it's better to incorporate one or two vegan meals a day and change slowly over time. So no matter how you choose to switch to a vegan diet or a vegan lifestyle, do it in a way that makes you feel comfortable, because that will allow you to embrace the change and actually be more positive about it.
So what's your next health hack for going vegan?
So my next hack would be that many people think that a vegan diet is a sort of a drastic change. So my next step is to start with meals that you already know. So we can adapt meals or recipes that we enjoy with vegan alternatives, or we can begin with mastering one or two vegan recipes. So breakfast, which is very important, it's a very, very important meal. It's basically the most important meal of the day. So looking at a vegan breakfast option, and then progressing to lunch, dinner, and then snack. So to make life easier, look for recipes that can be cooked in big batches and frozen in portions. So that's less stress for all of us, you know, about making something new every day.
But if I'm looking to go vegan, do I need to buy all sorts of fancy vegan food products?
Veganism is simply a plant-based nutrition methodology. So you shouldn't really rely on lots of specialty vegan food products. So I would say my final tip is to stock the pantry with good staples so you have the basic components to create a variety of vegan meals. Things like your fresh produce, spices, tinned tomatoes, legumes, and so on. There are also very accessible vegan-friendly products like Bewell's mayonnaise, which is egg, dairy, and gluten-free, making it ideal for a vegan diet. And, of course, you can use Bewell's canola oil or the canola and olive blend for cooking or creating flavorsome salad dressings. Having these kinds of bases on hand in one's kitchen makes it so much easier to just enjoy cooking your vegan meals and reaping the health benefits of a plant-based diet.
Thank you so much, Wade, for the advice on going vegan. And if you are looking for vegan recipes, visit bewellfoods.co.za. I'm going to say that again. Bewell, that's LLfoods.co.za, and where you can download Bewell's vegan cookbook for free. That's exciting.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for talking to the listeners. Have a very nice day.
Thanks so much. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.